Hi guys, you're listening to Steph Patterson and I'm an ex-dancer, dance teacher and the host of this podcast, The Dance Issue. Before we get started today, I would like to thank Energetics for sponsoring today's episode. As one of the most respected Australian dancewear brands, Energetics produce everything from leotards to exercise gear. This means that whether you're rehearsing or keeping fit, there will be an Energetics product to suit. You can find these stores located all around Australia or online at energetics.com.au. Congratulations to all Adelaide dancers that have just competed in Get the Beat Regionals. But as an audience member, something was brought to my attention. The amount of flipping tricks that are included in all genres is ridiculous. Now, keeping in mind Get the Beat is an Americanized dance competition, I felt as though I was at a calisthenics comp without the tan and stage restrictions. Are tricks really required to win? As a dancer myself, I grew up with the technique being the in thing. Since 2015, with the introduction of choreographers like Lucy Ellis, tricks have suddenly become the best thing since sliced bread. At the establishment of this trend, if you were 14 and you didn't have your splits or leg mounts already, you weren't getting them. Jasmine Carter, recent Get the Beat Nationals winner, states,
I hate the tricks overruling what dance actually is. I dance because I love it and I want to share my story with the audience. Giving them tricks has nothing to do with my story.
As Jasmine feels a disconnection with tricks and emotion, other performers feel discouraged, with no hope of placing. If tricks are included, they should be used as a transition to fluidly move to the next movement. This way, tricks may embellish the story instead of taking away from it. Now, I would like to thank my dance teachers, Miss Jodie, Miss Catherine and Miss Amy, for all the coaching they gave me and many others through our dance journeys, always putting safety first. Text in on 0456 347 932 and give recognition to your teachers who supported you during your journey. Okay, teachers, you are trained and qualified to teach us safe dance practices, tricks or technique. The trick trend has emerged at rapid speed, leaving you minimal time to implement the technique required to execute these wow moments correctly. As a result, Dr. Lisa Ellis created Dance Prescription, a program reclaiming the focus on technique through tricks and choreography. Although her program has its merits, we can't deny the issue that technique needs to be reclaimed to be recognised. Paul Malik, Director of Transit Dance, is very passionate about the issue of student safety and looking after one's body and muscles when dancing.
Warm-up, alignment and tracking are the absolute foundations of dancer safety. This attention to detail should be given to tricks, but sadly is not.
Adelaide dance teacher Catherine Hall also believes that tricks should be cautioned due to the heightened risks of injury.
This issue requires a governing body of some kind. Due to the tricks dance teachers teach and their lifelong ramifications with such high risks of injury.
Injury is serious and likely to occur if proper instruction is not happening. Lucy Ellis, at Lucy Ellis underscore dance on the gram, advertises 10-year-olds chucking their legs everywhere, oversplitting and really just making her followers feel their pain, totally wiping away dancers' safety and limitations. This may be fun now, but it won't be when they are 14 and have joints as stiff as steel rods. Although they are dangerous, tricks have broadened students' comfort zones and encouraged teachers to remain up to date with what's trending. Tricks have created a conversation between all parties, developing mixed feelings amongst the entire dance world. Now picture this. A routine with a smooth travelling combination, an elevated jeté, and a perfectly executed elongated arabesque. Now consider the same routine with an aerial, walkover, kick, scorpion, and spider cartwheel. What would you place higher? Adjudicators judge according to the comp. I wish to all dancers, since tricks were introduced, adjudicators became unpredictable, favouring a wow over a wow. Teachers are in the dark seeing how their performers compare to others, placing or not. But Miss Rachel Adcroft, director of Adelaide competition Can Dance Australia, has fought against the trick trend, discovering a solution that pleases everyone. She implemented a three-trick rule, ensuring all dancers are on a level stage. The rule states, acrobatic tricks or elements in all other genres must be restricted to three tricks. If more than three tricks, the performer may be eligible for a highly commended placing only. Miss Rachel is a pioneer in discovering the perfect compromise between tricks and technique, making sure everyone gets what they want. Well, that's it for today's episode, dancers. Thanks again to Energetics for sponsoring today's episode. Remember, whether you're rehearsing or keeping fit, there will be an Energetics product to suit. Find it in-store or online at energetics.com.au. Have a fabulous day, and remember, dance is from the soul and tricks in moderation, embellish that. See ya!